Today we are reading from chapter 5, the Creative Impetus, chapter number 4, entitled The Characteristics of Rishabdeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text number 1. There is no singing meter to this verse, so I will just read it and then we will go for word to word meaning. Shri Shukha Vacha.
Shri Shukha Vacha.
There is no meter to sing. So I just want to sing the word of it. Ataha tam utpatya vebhya vechemana bhagva lakshanam. Samyopashamaviratyashvarya mahavibhuti vir anuntinam. Ethamananubhava prakritya praja brahmana devatas chavani. Tala samavanya tirtam jagrituhu. What to word meaning? Shri Shuka Vacha.
Shri Shuka Vacha.
Shri Sukadev Goswami said.
Shri Sukadev Goswami said.
Ataha.
Ataha.
Thus.
Yes.
After the Supreme Personality of God had appeared.
After the Supreme Personality of God had appeared.
Tam.
Tam.
Him.
Him.
Utpatya.
Utpatya.
From the beginning of his appearance.
From the beginning of his appearance.
Eva.
Even.
Abhyavyajyamana.
Distinctly
manifested.
Bhagavat
Lakshanam.
Bhagavat Lakshanam.
Possessing the symptoms of.
Possessing the symptoms of.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Samya.
Samya.
Equal to everyone.
Equal to everyone.
Upasama.
Upasama.
Completely peaceful.
Completely peaceful.
In control of the senses and mind.
Senses and mind.
Vairagya.
Vairagya.
Renunciation.
Renunciation.
Ashwarya.
Ashwarya.
Opulences.
Mahavibhuti.
Great attributes.
Great attributes.
Anudinam.
Anudinam.
Day after day.
Day after day.
Edhamana.
Edhamana.
Increasing.
Increasing.
Anubhavam.
Anubhavam.
His power.
His power.
Prakatya.
Prakatya.
The ministers.
The ministers.
Prajaha.
Prajaha.
The citizens.
The citizens.
Brahmamana.
Brahmana.
The learned scholars with full knowledge.
The learned scholars of full knowledge.
Devataha.
Devata.
The demigods. Cha.
Cha.
And. Avnitala.
Avnitala.
The surface of the globe.
The surface of the globe.
Samavanaya.
Samavanaya.
To rule.
To rule.
Atitaram.
Atitaram.
Greatly.
Greatly.
Jagruduhu.
Jagruduhu.
Desire.
Desire.
Translation. Shri Sukadev Goswami said, as soon as the Lord was born as the son of Maharaj Nabi, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord, such as marks on the bottoms of his feet, the flag, thunderbolt, etc. This son was equal to everyone and very peaceful. He could control his senses and his mind, and possessing all opulence, he did not hunger for material enjoyment. Endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaj Nabi became more powerful day after day. Due to this, the citizens, learned brahmanas, demigods and ministers wanted Rishabdev to be appointed ruler of the earth. Prepared by Srila Prabhupada, in these days of cheap incarnations, it is very interesting to note the body symptoms found in an incarnation. From the very beginning of his birth, it was observed that Rishabdev's feet were marked with the transcendental signs of flag, thunderbolts, lotus flowers, etc. In addition to this, as the Lord began to grow, he became very prominent. He was equal to everyone. He did not favor one person and neglected another. An incarnation of God must have the six opulences: wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, fame, and renunciation. It is said that although Rishabhdev was endowed with all the opulences, he was not at all attached to material enjoyment. He was self-controlled and therefore liked by everyone. Due to his super excellent qualities, everyone wanted him to rule the earth. An incarnation of God has to be accepted by experienced people and by the symptoms described in the Shastra. An incarnation is not accepted simply by the adulation of foolish people. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत आनंद श्री हरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो टुडे वी आर स्टार्टिंग द न्यू चैप्टर चैप्टर नंबर 4 दैट टॉक्स अबाउट द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ ऋषभदेव एंड व्हिच वी आर गोइंग टू लर्न समथिंग फ्रॉम द टेक्स्ट वन हियर. इफ यू गो बैक अ लिटिल बिट विद द प्रीवियस चैप्टर ट्राइंग टू लिंक व्हाट हाउ द स्टोरी इज गोइंग ऑन. King Nabhi, along with his chaste wife Meru Devi, they performed a sacrifice where they were asking the Lord to give them a son exactly like him. And they appointed some priests to do those sacrifices. And Lord, being merciful, being pleased by their sacrifices, he appeared and he gave the benediction to them, surely, I will definitely come and be your son. He says, even though there is no one like me, you are asking me, so I can't find anyone who's like me, so I am ready to become your son. And that's where Lord appearing as a Rishabhdev, the son of King Nabhi and Queen Meru Devi here. In this beautiful translation, Srila Prabhupada, actually Sukadev Goswami, he's going a bit faster, where he's telling this, Lord has born now. And what are the symptoms? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the qualities of a bona fide incarnation of the Lord. The first line itself, Srila Prabhupada is saying purport, in these days of cheap incarnation, it is very interesting to note the bodily symptom found in an incarnation. People not having a proper understanding of the Shastra, not reading, not studying, not knowing anything to whom we should call God, that's why Srila Prabhupada is hammering so very badly here. The first point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about the bodily feature. What are the marks has to be there on the body if you call someone God or an incarnation of a God? The first line is saying, actually Srila Prabhupada one time says in his lecture, I heard in a Bengali, he says, if you want to know who God is, or who Krishna is, or who human is, Manushya. He was saying in Bengali, Thakur, Chinna, Charana, and Manushya, Chinna, Marana. It means if you have to recognize who the Thakur is another name of our Lord Shri Krishna. He said if you have to recognize, to start saying the lotus feet first. That's what the Shastra is saying. Whichever incarnation, if we see, the Lord has appeared on this planet or any other planet, in all the incarnation, all the priests or astrologers, they go and see the feet of the personality because they have read the Shastras very scrutinizingly. And they check it, all the marks which has been mentioned to whom we should call the incarnation or we should call the God. And it says that Lord Krishna has got 19 marks on his lotus feet. Such as Prabhupada has mentioned here, a flag, thunderbolt, lotus flower, elephant ground, and a calf's hoof print, half moon, and so and so. If these marks are not there, because this is the recommendation from the Shastra, if these marks are not there, we cannot call them God. Even this situation, people calling themselves God, it's been happening since time immemorial. In the time of Lord Krishna, this personality called Pandra, he called himself, he's a Vasudeva. He's the original Vasudeva. And nowadays, in this Kali Yuga, everybody start calling, especially in India, they are Kalki avatars. That has been mentioned in the Shastra. It has to come at the end of the Kali Yuga, not in the beginning of Kali Yuga. And what are those systems? Have a look very carefully in the Shastra in Canto 12, where it is mentioned that there will be an incarnation of the Lord as a Kalki avatara. Who will be his parents? Where is going to take birth? And so all the information are given here. How can we accept any third class person? He's got nothing else to do, just cloning, just claiming himself that he is a god. That's why Srila Prabhupada is hammering, please read the Shastra and get the proper knowledge. Because if you don't have a proper knowledge of all this information, you can accept any person as a god and start following him. If people call themselves they are Vishnu, I would say there are few experiments we can check it out. Lord Vishnu sleeps on the snake. So we can ask this personality, okay? If you are Lord Vishnu, we can get some python, some anaconda, you can sleep on it. And I would say that would be his last sleep. And he wouldn't be able to wake up again. And if you say you are a god, then we can give you 4 or 5 monkeys to handle. You just handle them for 3-4 days. It's gonna be very hard. You cannot handle the monkeys. But Lord Ram, he controlled unlimited monkeys. They are very mysterious. They are not able to sit at one place. And Lord Ram, he used all the monkeys in his service for a very major work, which he built a Ram Setu. And third thing is that we can give him a daughter. If you're thinking I'm not accepting you as a god and you are getting angry at me, so I put a glass of water which is here in front of you, show your anger and just boil it. Which Lord Ram did for the whole ocean. I'm not giving you a whole ocean, I'm just giving you a glass of water. Boil it and show your power. While preparing for this class, I was actually looking on a YouTube to see how many people are there who claim themselves they are God, and they are unlimited. There is unlimited. One person in Gujarat, he's an engineer, and he is claiming himself that he is an avatar of Kalki, and he's not going to work for 16 days. And the office people, they just wrote him a letter. He says, please come back to your service. He says, no, I'm not able. Your office is small. I'm going to take care of the whole world because I'm a Kalki avatar. So I've got big responsibility to fulfill. And there, you just name it. You just name it here. One time, somebody told Srila Prabhupada and they start preaching it. Srila Prabhupada is God, Srila Prabhupada is God, Srila Prabhupada is God. Everywhere. And Prabhupada got to know, he said, who is this rascal they are calling me God? I'm not God, I'm a servant of a God. How dare you? And he gave a very heavy chastisement, left, right, up and down, so heavily to this person. Because he doesn't want to be categorized in so-called bogus rascals guru, where they call themselves, they are the incarnation. Their only purpose is just to have the name, fame, money, so they can live their lavishly life. Very hindrance here. This is not so easy at all to become a god. It's a very heavy responsibility here. It's very, very heavy responsibility. And that's where Lord Rishabhdev, he himself is showing it. Because he promised them and he appeared here. And the priests, the astrologers, they came and they looked up. Oh, really? And Srila Prabhupada, have a look here. In the last of the purport, he's saying, an incarnation of God has to be accepted by experienced people and by the symptoms described in the Shastra. It's very, very prominent, very, very powerful instruction. Who are these experienced people? They have been called Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. Those who has learned the Shastras. Those who know the truth in and out. They can only tell us who the Lord is. And here again, on the second point, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned about the opulences. Actually, before going into that, one time I heard one lecture of His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj. He actually met one bogus guru somewhere in India, and when he met, he asked this guru, he says, "See, why you are calling yourself God?" And then this guru says, "I'm not calling myself God, my disciples are calling me God." I said, it's the same consideration. If you call or your disciples are calling, so it's your duty to stop them. Why should I stop them? They are my disciples. I don't want to break my heart if they are calling me God. Because so they are so attached to me, I don't want to break their heart. So if they are feeling pleasure by calling me God, let them call me God. Is it acceptable in our Vaishnava philosophy? No, it's not. The second point here, Prabhupada is saying in the purport about the six opulences. If you call someone God, he must have strength, knowledge, beauty, what else?
Power,
wealth, and renunciation. And all these six opulences has to be there. And not just having in one time, that six opulences has to be past, present, and future. All the time, he must be having it. Otherwise, he is not considered as a God there. First of all, we'll see the wealth. Lakshmi is massaging his lotus feet. Who is the wealth personification? What else do you want? She is dying to do service to the Lord. And if some people, if you say, on this planet, they were rich, no doubt. They had plenty of money. But they might have money in the past, maybe in the present, but it won't be there in the future. And it applies to everybody. Strength. When a child is born, he is not able to lift a big rock or some heavy things. But when he becomes young, he is able to. But when he becomes old, he is not able to. So either you have all these things in the past, or either you have all these things in the present, or either you have all these things in the future. But not all the time. But Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is accumulating all these opulences all the time. Past, present, and future. Knowledge. People in this world, they get the Nobel Prizes and so-called many other prizes if they had some knowledge. But do you have the knowledge of everything? No. You might be expert in your field. Suppose let's take an example of IT, information technology. And that IT itself has got many branches. Data analysis, web developer, and so there are many. You may be expert. Not fully expert, you may be expert to know your field, but still you need to upgrade every 2 or 3 years because they do update the knowledge. But Krishna, he knows about everything. We hardly know about ourselves, who we are. Where is the question about knowing Krishna or any other incarnation of God? It's very, very difficult. Beauty. Maybe someone, as a child, they are handsome or beautiful. Maybe in the youth. But how do you see them when they get old? Look awful. Look ugly. Because the skin, it gets shrinks. Fame. Maybe some Hollywood star, some sports celebrities. They may be famous in many of the parts, but not as famous as God. If you go to India, in a very remote area, you go and ask them, do you know Michael Schumacher, who is a Formula One, been there for 7-8 years? Do you know Sachin Tendulkar? Do you know Will Smith? Or you can name it, any famous personality. Who are they? Who are you talking about? No. But God is famous in every part of the world, in every nook and corner. They worship Him according to their custom. Someone called them Allah, someone called them Krishna, God, and this, that, every custom, every religion has got a name of the God there. That's why it's famous. Everyone knows God. But not everyone knows the sports celebrities or Hollywood or Bollywood stars. No. If having all these five opulences, if someone, in case, if someone is having in this world, first of all, there is no question to have all these things unlimitedly. If someone is having, he will be very attached. But Krishna, having everything unlimitedly, he sees it's a great renunciation. He does not bother. And the same quality here, Lord Rishabh Dev is showing them. Because the verse itself is talking about the qualities of a bona fide incarnation. Having everything unlimitedly, because he was the son of a king. He had everything. He was so handsome. He has a bodily strength. He's got all the knowledge and this and that. He became very prominent. He was equal to everyone. Having everything unlimitedly, if you treat everybody equally, it's very, very hard. In India, such as, if somebody have got all these qualities, name, fame, wealth and this, then in Hindi he starts saying, Dharti ka apunich bhagwan hai. It means, I am the lord of this planet. If he has a little bit tinge of all these qualities. But have a look here, Rishabh, he's saying, he's equal to everyone, he's respecting. He's showing such an example of being as a great king. He did not favor one person and neglect other. No, he was not doing that. This is my people, this is your people, I will favor them because I need something from them. I will not favor you because you are not giving me something as an advantage, any benefit. So I don't know who you are. No, he's favoring everybody here. Not at all attached to the material enjoyment. And he was very self-controlled, especially his mind, because his goal was clear. Whenever Krishna, he appears, his only purpose is yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhakti bharata abhirtanam avadhasya tadatmanam shujamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline of religion, I appear or I empower somebody to appear and establish the dharma. These are the qualities we need to check it day by day here in our duties. And all this, having this all six qualities, that's been done by, or this verse was spoken by Srila Vyasadeva's father Prashamuni. He said this. And in the invocation of Sri Vishwanidhya, he said, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vishishya. Lord is complete and perfect. Because he is completely perfect, anything comes out of him, just as this material world, it is also completely perfect. But if something is coming out of him, then still he remains perfect and complete. If the wealth is there, if you have $100, and if I take $2 out from your account, you will have 98, it won't be 100. But it's not in the case of the Lord. If he's got 100, if you take 2, still he has 100. How? That's his inconceivable energy. That's his power. So today, there are three personalities which disappeared from this planet, and their names are Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami here. These are the acharyas. They sacrificed their life and they followed the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they gave us the immense amount of Vaishnava philosophy so we can perfect our life and we can perfect the life of others. So I would like to take a few minutes to speak on each of them. First of all, I would like to start Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he was one of the leading Goswamis of Srila Prabhupada, which he was born in 1505 in West Bengal. West Bengal, I think. Benares. West Bengal, yeah. So his father's name was Tapan Mishra. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when as a not being as a sannyasi, when he was in my Pandita scholar, he was traveling, he met Tapan Mishra and he instructed him, you go to Benares and I'll come and see you. When Tapan Mishra moved to Benares, and later on when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyasa, he went to Benares to meet his devotees such as Chandrasekhara, Tapan Mishra and many others. And that time our young Raghunath Bhatt was very almost 9 years old. So when Mahaprabhu came, he met his devotee and he defeated many Mayavadis over there and he converted them into Vaishnavas. So being into this service, his father engaged Raghunath Bhatt Goswami into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, doing some menial services, washing his clothes, washing his dishes, and so many other services he was rendering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu finished his preaching and he went to Puri via West Bengal, then this 9 years old Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he was feeling separation so much. Every day his separation, his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was increasing day after day after day after. So when he became 20 years old, he thought, now I can't be a separation anymore. I have to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just be with him. I want to renounce this whole world. Then he started walking. He was just 20 years old. He went to Puri. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. While seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the tears start flowing from his eyes. And he stayed where he ate Dandavat. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing, he immediately recognized, because he is the Lord. He's a super soul. He knows who this personality is and what he's going to be do in the future. He woke him up, he embraced him. And he asked him, now you have come here, please stay for a time being and we can have each other's association. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to go to Jagannath Puri and take the darshan of the Lord, Purushottam, Jagannathji there. And there, he stayed for 8 months. And in 8 months, every day he was cooking for the Lord. It says he was such an expert cook that every time he cooks something, that nectar flows from his cooking. And whoever eats that prasada which is offered to the Lord, he starts getting the Krishna flavor. That was the power of his expertise in cooking. And also he was a very great singer. He used to recite Srimad Bhagavatam verses in every single verse into 3 to 4 melodies. And being 8 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, now your parents are getting old and I instruct you, you go back to them because they are Vaishnavas, Tapan Mishra. He said, you serve them and when Krishna in your heart, he will instruct you what to do next when the right time will come. And while leaving, while departing, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him 2 very powerful instructions. First instruction, he says, be remain Ramacharya. Don't get into the material life or household life. And second, you go and take the shelter of a very great exalted Vaishnava, a self-realized Vaishnava, and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from him. By taking the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, making his life and heart and soul, he took it, he went back to Benares where he served his parents so perfectly. While constantly remembering Krishna in his heart, and every day his love for Lord, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increasing and increasing. When his parents departed, now he thought, now my life, I have a good opportunity to spend my whole life in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went back again to Mahaprabhu. And he says, Mahaprabhu, here am I. Now I am fully free. Just in a very short visit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that's very nice. You have come here. All that responsibilities you have taken very well. Now I instruct you, you go to Vrindavan. You go to Vrindavan and take the shelter of Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami and do your bhajan over there. When Anand Goswami, he left Mahaprabhu, took his blessing, he took the shelter in Vrindavan under the guidance of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami very well. He was perfectly saying when he recited the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam to Brajvasis, the tears flows and he wet the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And even by hearing only just the melodies singing by Anand Bhatta Goswami, the hearts of the Brajvasis start melting. What to speak about when he exclaims the verses. And he lived there. And Mahaprabhu says, just be under them, assist them in different shastras, whatever they ask you, you do. And at the end of your life, Krishna will come and he will take you. So that's how the glorious life of Srila Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. And Srila Raghunatha Das Goswami, he belongs to a very, very wealthy family. Very, very wealthy family. He was also born in West Bengal. Here. Actually, it says in the scripture that he was the first Goswami who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of other six Goswamis. When he was young, his father appointed, or actually he got a very good opportunity, a great fortune, to associate with Srila Haridas Thakur and Balaram Acharya. Balaram Acharya was his family guru. So he learned all the Vaishnava's philosophy, he just learned all the spiritual life and bhakti, and just in a very early age, he just wanted to renounce everything. He doesn't want to entangle, doesn't want to take over his father's family business and so. His father was a great landlord. He was earning money, he was a multi-millionaire. That time only. What to speak about now? And his son just doesn't bother the money of his father. He just wants to serve the Lord. He went back to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu instructed him the same thing. That's alright, you have come here, but still you have got responsibilities. You go back to your father's place and take over some business, whatever he asks you to do, and get married. And he got married. But still he was detached by doing all these things. He says, the right time will come, Krishna will definitely help you. Krishna will definitely help you. He will show you the guide, what to do next. Just do what I say now. And Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he did it. He many times, he tries to escape from his home, just to leave everything, but his father did so many things to stop him. He put 10-20 people around him, make sure he should not run away from his family life. And he says his wife was so exalted, beautiful, just like an apsara. But still, he was not, you know, bothering at all to stay with her. Such a renunciant person over there. When everything was there, then Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, one time, he just left everything. Because he was feeling the separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came back to Puri, and while seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the hand of Raghunatha Das in the hand of Sarva Dharmodara. He says, from now onward, he is your spiritual master. He is your spiritual master. He will teach you everything, whatever you need for your devotional life. Please follow his instructions. And by following the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he executed, he followed what Swarup Damodar says. He taught him everything because Swarup Damodar was a very eternal, very close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knows in and out life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He learned. But one time, Raghunatha Das Goswami, he came in front of Mahaprabhu. He says to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, even though I am learning, but still I also want something here from you. Please instruct me. Please teach me something. So Mahaprabhu, he recited one beautiful verse. And that verse is so, so, so important for all of us, for our spiritual practice. Whether, doesn't matter in which ashram you are in, everybody has to follow everything what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said to Raghunatha Das Goswami. So I would like to read in a Sanskrit and the translation of this. Mahaprabhu is saying, if you want to hear something directly from me, O Raghunatha Das, then I say in brief, Gramme Katha Na Sunibe, Gramme Varta Na Kahibe, ভালা না খাইবে আর ভালা না পরিবে আমানি মানদা আন্যা কৃষ্ণ নাম সদা লিবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মনসে করিবে The translation goes like that. Don't indulge in worldly talk. Don't hear worldly talk. Try your best to avoid mundane matters. Don't eat delicious food, but take whatever ordinary food may come of its own accord. And don't dress luxuriously. Always try to take the name of Krishna with the attitude of giving respect to others. Without expecting respect from others. In this way, try to take the name of Krishna constantly and within try to serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Mentally be in Vrindavan, rendering service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna Lila. That's a powerful instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted to Raghunatha Saraswami. He lived for 16 years under the care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Saru Damodar. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wound up his Leela and after 3-4 years, his spiritual master Saru Damodar also went away. While living, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, you go back to Vrindavan, take the shelter of Rupa Isnatha, assist them, whatever they ask, they do. Help them to find out the leelas of the places of Radha and Krishna and help them others. At the end of the day, Krishna will come and he will take you. And third, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who is well known for his teaching, for his book written or his commentary written on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Raghunatha Das was, one time says in West Bengal there was some family dispute happened and Krishna Das, that time he was not Kaviraj, he was Krishna Das. He chastised his brother, not recognizing or not having the importance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow then he insulted the servant of Nityananda Prabhu. He is saying without the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu you cannot have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his brother was only fond of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not having a respect, goodness and respect. He was not believing that I need to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he chastised. And in the dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he blessed him. He said, I am really blessed that you chastise your brother in this way because without my blessing, no one can have it. And we can see that in the pastime of Raghunatha Das Goswami, when Raghunatha Das Goswami saw Nityananda Prabhu on the big throne, he was hesitating himself to go in front of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu being the Supreme Lord, a direct extension of Lord Sri Krishna, he knows in and out also. He dragged him and he put his feet on the head of Raghunatha Das Goswami. So he just gave the instruction to Krishna Das, Krishna Das, now you go to Vrindavan. You be there and you just assist Rupa and Sanatma. And the same night he left there. And that's where he met Raghunatha Das Goswami and he heard all the pastimes that Raghunatha Das Goswami learned from Swarup Damodara. And he gave a book called Chaitanya Charitamrita. He just wrote it down. But he was that time very old, 80 years old or so, maybe old. And every time, every single chapter, whatever he writes, he just asks for the pardon. Please forgive me. I cannot hear properly, I cannot write properly, my mind is not working, but still I am trying to make an attempt. On the request of all the Goswamis, Kaviraj, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he just wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he wrote another book, which is called Govinda Leela Mrita. In a very poetic way. That book was so beautiful the way he wrote it or designed it that being pleased with this word, Srila Jiva Goswami, he just gave him the name Kaviraj, means the king of the poet. That's where the name came from. Because no one can be like him the way he did. And the another book he just wrote, the Krishna Karanamrita. If you see all these Goswamis, six Goswamis and many other assisting Goswamis, they have sacrificed their life. Upasanatana, they were the wealthy people, the financial minister, the home ministers of Nawab Hussain and Dhamadas Goswami, belongs to such an aristocrat or a wealthy family. They did not even bother. They did not even bother for all these things. What they have done? Nana Shastra Vichare Nay Kalipano Dharma Sansthapako Loka Nam Hitakari Nau Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyo Karo Radha Krishna Padara Vinda Bhajane Nandena Matalika Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuko Shri Jeeva Gopalako. Every single Shastra, Nana Shastra, different Shastra, they have scrutinously read Nana Shastra Vicharne Kalipada, very expertise they have done. Just to do what? To sthapit dharma, to establish the dharma. For this Goswami, we must take the shelter of their divine lotus feet and ask for, oh my Goswamis, please bless us so we can be known. By reading all these things, we can teach others, we can purify ourselves, and we can purify others also. They are not ordinary personalities. They have left everything. And they have set an example in front of all of us. Okay, I would like to stop here. And if anyone has any questions, comments, just like that.
Thank you for the class. It's one question, compose question if you don't mind. It's related to the text. Perhaps you would like to expand
a little bit. Can you speak in the mic?
Perhaps you would like to expand a little bit more about what that means.
Yeah.
So how we can understand that he's becoming more powerful every day, and for that reason, the next part of the question is that motivated the poor people to request him to take care of them, like that being. I would like to understand what this refers.
Okay, we can take one question at a time. So what I understood from your question is that the Lord is becoming more powerful day after day. So how is it possible, you are saying? But how he was becoming?
How we can
understand all these things. As we can understand this, that first of all, he is Lord himself. And when he was a child, he has everything. He's got all the power, all the intelligence. He knows how to control the senses and so and so. But as you can see, if anyone has all these qualities, in the childhood, someone is an artist painting. He's doing in a childhood, so he's not that so famous. But he may be famous among his family members, his relatives, his street, and so and so. But as he grows up, and his qualities of becoming finer and finer in the arts, it enhances. Then he starts appreciating the whole world of his world. So in this way, all the six opulences what he was having. He has it. First of all, he is a Lord. Second, he is a son of the king, which he has got everything. But apart of having all these things, he was a very self-controlled person. He was respecting everybody. So in this way, when he was respecting everybody, so what has happened? The citizen has said, we want him as a king. Because they want such a strong person who can guide them spiritually. And he has got all the qualities to become a powerful king. He has got all the qualities over there. He's got spiritual knowledge, he knows how to rule the world, he knows how to protect his citizen, and he knows how to give respect to smaller, to the bigger. He's got everything. And if you've been developed this quality, and every day that qualities automatically enhances in your life. And when people talk to you, come to you, and they say, oh, this person is so wonderful. When you go out, you talk about that person to others. So he becomes famous by that. And same as in his strength also. If you see all the six qualities, it was day by day, it just increases.
So it means being powerful doesn't refer only to the strength, physical strength.
No. Powerful means you can use in anything. He was powerful to control his mind. He was powerful in his knowledge. He was very powerful in his feature. You can see that when any saintly person comes, you can see, oh man, he's such a powerful person. We can see the tej, the aura from his body. So the powerful is not only just a bodily strength. Powerful means in your presence. Like Srila Prabhupada, there were many, one conversation, there was one person, he was so heavy on Hare Krishna movement, but he came in front of Prabhupada. He had no question. Prabhupada said, yes, do you have any question? He said, no, all clear. Because Prabhupada was so powerful, his presence was so powerful, he answered all his questions.
Because
also can we understand that
the power of the opulences of the Lord are not are limited, so it's always increasing.
The power of the Lord is
the opulences of the Lord, yes, are always in increasing mood. So it's not like a really powerful and extended.
No, it's always increasing. Yes.
So in that sense, every day he was becoming more powerful in this.
Yes.
The expression of the ever-increasing.
Yes. It's just a small example. If someone starts reading Prabhupada books or any scriptures such as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, you say the intelligence or the power of his intelligence, the first set, and you see the power of his intelligence after 3, 5 or 10 years. He becomes so powerful by reading the Shastra. If an ordinary person can become a powerful from dumb to saintly person, what to speak about the Lord? Are you happy, Mataji?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Param Brahma Prabhu ki jai.
Jai Prabhupada.